You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Christmas in China. Do the Chinese people really celebrate Christmas? They certainly do. And we are going to tell you on this program about their celebration. China is a remarkable country with a distinctive culture and history fascinating to the Western world. Even more remarkable is that Christmas is nobly observed in China. Not by everyone, of course, but Christmas is celebrated by a rapidly growing group of people, Chinese Christians. They invited us to come to their country to record their Christmas music. We also talked with them about Christmas and what it means to them. And that's the most remarkable part of all, the people with their own message of faith and hope and their special music for Christmas.
International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present Christmas in China, a special Christmas broadcast of the Lutheran Hour. Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker, is your host for this program, which was recorded at the Theological Seminary in Nanjing, the People's Republic of China. His guests will be James and Rachel Chen, professors at Nanjing University, and Mrs. Mua Ruxi, the Associate Dean of Studies at Nanjing Theological Seminary. The music you will hear on this special Christmas program is sung both in Chinese and in English by Chinese Christian young people, the choir of Nanjing Theological Seminary. Over the years, these special Christmas programs have featured Christians from many different lands and cultures who have shared the special Christmas customs and celebrations unique to their countries. They have also shared the special joy, peace, and hope which Christmas means to them. The Nanjing Seminary Choir now proclaims the hope of that first Christmas night as they sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
in many countries of the world, Christmas is a great time for families, Christian families especially. Children and grandchildren come home. A big Christmas dinner becomes a festive occasion and one focal point of the family's celebration. Gathering together in God's house for worship to celebrate God's gift of a Savior to the world is another Christian family tradition, along with the opening of gifts symbolizing God's gift of a Savior. It must be said, though, that in many countries, much of this is possible because Christmas is officially recognized as a holiday. People have the time to observe many of the Christmas customs and traditions because they don't have to go to work, a fact which not everybody can take for granted today in the world. In the People's Republic of China, there are 6 national holidays, and Christmas is not one of them. Christmas is generally ignored and unobserved, whether by the government, schools, stores, or factories. There's no break for a holiday that does not exist. Now let's hear how a Christian family in Nanjing celebrates Christmas in the People's Republic of China. Here at the Nanjing Seminary in China, there's a couple. They are Rachel Chen, professor of chemistry at Nanjing University, and an active member of Mo Cho Road Church, and James Chen, her husband, professor of chemical engineering and an active member of Mo Cho Road Church, and also vice president of the church council. Rachel, what does Christmas mean to you?
Oh, Jesus is my savior. So we celebrate Christmas Eve every year.
Now, just how do you celebrate Christmas Eve in your family? Is there anything like a Christmas Eve dinner in your home?
No, we have no Christmas dinner because we have no time to prepare it and we have no time even to eat it. We have worked all day before Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So we can only celebrate the Christmas Eve in church.
You go to church on Christmas Eve, and that is your celebration.
Yes.
Of Christmas Day. What do you do in church?
We have music worship, and sometimes we have a short play.
Do most Christians go to church on Christmas Eve?
Many Christians go to church on Christmas Eve because the growing number of Christians in China, so we have no enough room for them. And many young people, they are non-Christians, go to church also.
Well, now, why would non-Christians, especially young people, come to church on Christmas Eve?
They are attracted by the music, the short play, and many of them are seeking for the truth.
Mr. Chen, you watch that play too at church. What do you see in that little play at church on Christmas Eve, where you celebrate the birthday of Jesus?
The stage play concerns itself with the birth of Christ. In those distant times, Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem. However, the hotel was full, so they had to find room in a stable. Then Jesus was born and was laid in a manger. There are then these main scenes to the play. One is the open fields outside Bethlehem. The shepherds hear the announcement of the angel, telling them of the birth of Jesus Christ, the promised Savior. They go to Bethlehem to worship the newborn king. Another scene concerns the three wise men. They saw the star in the east and knew that this meant the birth of the King of the Jews. They followed the star to Jesus. The final scene is in the stable. Jesus is sleeping in the manger. The shepherds and the wise men come and worship him as the newborn Savior and King.
As anyone can plainly see, What St. Peter once said is still true, even in mainland China. And that is that the Word of God lives and abides forever. We wish you a good Christmas, playing the piano in your church, Mrs. Chen. And Mr. Chen, we wish you a great celebration of the birthday of the Lord in the Mocho Road Church.
The Nanjing Seminary Choir sings an original Chinese carol titled Midnight Stars Make Bright the Skies. The first stanza goes, Midnight stars make bright the skies. Bethlehem in slumber lies. Glistening heaven sends forth great light. Shepherds see a wondrous sight. Angel ranks in chorus sing, silken sounds from heaven ring. Frightened shepherds hear them say, Christ comes down to earth today. Glory be to God on high, blessed are all beneath the sky. Midnight slumber lies o'er all. One lone bright lamp lights the stall. Choose old clothing, wrap him warmly. Manger shall his cradle be. Willed to save from Satan's heel, Word made flesh, his truth revealed. Came as man from heaven's throne, mortal sin to bear alone. Glory be to God on high, blessed are all beneath the sky.
Something very special about people who have had their faith tested severely. Through that testing, Christians find real strength and hope in the promise of God. The message of Christmas both strengthens and shapes the faith and hope of God's people in China. Here in the administration building of the seminary at Nanjing in mainland China is Mo Ru Shi, Associate Dean of Studies at this seminary and an active member of St. Paul's Church here in the city of Nanjing. She's a remarkable woman. What does Christmas mean to you, Dean Shi?
Christmas means a lot to me. It means the love of God comes to the world, comes to us in its fullness. God loved the world, so he sent his son to the world to live among men. So it's a great occasion to me. And Christmas is one of the great festivals in our church activities.
Why is it that way?
Well, it's full of joy. Without Christmas or without the celebration of Christmas, sometimes our faith may seem a bit fading away or becoming shadowy, but Christmas always refreshes our mind and brings back the renewal of our life, of our faith. And it's always very important to my life as a Christian.
Has that experience given you in China a new understanding of the cross of Christ?
We say the cross is salvation, the symbol of salvation, because on the cross our sins were nailed to the cross and we become a new people, a new man, and full of hope.
And after the cross always comes the resurrection, doesn't it?
That's right, that's right. And resurrection is really an actual experience in our own life as well. Sometimes we felt we were going through the valley of the shadow of death, but we have come out unharmed.
Christians have a sense of the cross when they celebrate Christmas, and Chinese Christians, it seems to me, might have a greater sense of that because of what you experienced during the Cultural Revolution about 10 years ago, and that lasted, I believe, 15 years before that. You went through that, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And I think during all those troublesome years, we had the feeling of bearing the cross very acutely. And during those years, all religious activities were forced to stop. And all the churches were closed down. The seminary was closed down. And, well, some Christians had to meet in secret at homes. And we said, it's going underground. I myself also had this experience. We were in trouble. We were suffering a lot. And there seemed to be no hope. And we hoped for the end of the Cultural Revolution. But we didn't know when it was coming. And the first church was opened again in 1979, I think. And many, many churches have been reopened since then. And it is the same with my personal feeling, the experience of the whole Church of China. And now the church is growing.
Well, this restoration of hope certainly reflects another aspect of the celebration of Christmas, doesn't it? And that is, not only is the cross a part of it, but the resurrection of Jesus is a part of it.
Yes, I quite agree. Because after the cross comes the resurrection. Death isn't the end of life. There is life after death. And that Jesus has shown to us with his resurrection. Jesus has risen from the dead, and that has brought us hope, brought me hope, that after my death too, I have the hope of having eternal life after death.
If you had something to say to the whole world at Christmas time, coming from the soil of this country in which you have spent your life and done your work, what would you say to the people?
We would say to the people that after the death, behind the cross, there is hope and life. And that is the real experience of the church in China and our personal experience as Chinese Christians as well.
What would you wish for the world?
We wish that more and more people would accept Jesus Christ as their Savior and would work hard for world peace so that that good tidings of peace to the world would come true.
What you've heard is Ma Ru Shi, Associate Dean of Studies at Nanjing Seminary in China. She's active in the church and is helping to see to it that young people are trained so that they too can serve the cause of Christ in this age. Out to people everywhere in the gospel, God's magnificent secret disclosed to the world in the birth of Jesus Christ. Wherever the good news of Christmas is spoken, heard, and believed, joy and hope are always alive. You've heard for yourselves on this program how Christian people in the most difficult times maintained their faith in Christ on the mainland of China, where millions of others during recent years have come to have the same faith by the power of God's Holy Spirit through the witness of their fellow citizens, telling the good news of Christ through the same good word of God that people hear everywhere in the world. It happened to shepherds in the fields below Bethlehem, men of action, frightened out of their wits by the angelic message. They decided to go and see the thing that had happened, told them by the angels. They found the Christ child and worshipped him. With joy and faithfulness, they spread the word concerning this child. The same thing has happened down through the ages to people who heard the gospel message from the lips of the apostles, and later on through the word of the apostles. The same good news comes to us today in the scriptures. It's reaffirmed by people across the world in their own language, spreading the word of God, which by the power of God produces children of God. The great gift of God to all of humanity is a Savior who is Christ the Lord. The birth of every baby is a miracle. The birth of this baby is the miracle of all miracles. He is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, of one substance with the Father, becoming altogether human as he most certainly was. Living humbly and dying ingloriously on a cross outside a city wall, the Savior of the world paid his price for the redemption of all of humanity. For that reason, which is certainly reason enough, the God whom we now recognize as our Father, because he is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, gave the Savior a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The light of Christ shines today, bringing joy and hope, even into the darkest places, where human hearts refuse to be touched with the good news that in Christ there's life. As St. John said, that life is light for people everywhere, and the darkness has never been able to put it out. Today the light shines as brightly as ever, pouring health-giving forgiveness into the souls of people sick of their own sin, and giving life eternal in place of death, from which there is no returning and no other escape. It's high time for all to recognize, as did St. Paul, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that though he was rich, yet for our sakes became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. The time has passed when anyone can be satisfied with just sitting on the premises. The time has come for everyone to stand on the promises of God, with forgiveness and life from God himself, through faith in the Savior he has sent to the whole world. During the pioneer era in America, a poverty-stricken man found his way into a settlement one day on the western frontier. He had run out of supplies and needed food. Someone stopped to talk to him and noticed that he wore a small pouch on a ribbon around his neck. The man explained that it was a charm given to him many years before. He opened the pouch, removed the crumpled paper, and handed it to his inquirer. The villager discovered that it was a regular discharge from the Continental Army, signed by George Washington himself, entitling the man to a pension for life. All of those years, he had carried around a bona fide promise that all his needs would be met, all unread and unclaimed, just as if it had never been made. Into this unreceiving and unnoticing world comes the light of Christ, which the darkness has never been able to put out. That light shines in a dark place, said St. Peter, until the day dawns and the day star arises in our hearts. With the power of God's Spirit, the light of Christ is poking into your heart at this moment. On the strong beam of God's grace, bringing you the joy of forgiveness and the sure hope of life eternal. For this Christ died, and for this he rose from the dead. For this Christ was born to be your personal Savior. You've heard this good news from me during many years past. Now you will hear it from others in days and years to come. It was good to have the same good news come to us today from Christians on the China mainland. They pay great tribute to the missionaries who brought them the gospel of the Lord decades ago. Now they are witnesses, as all can be, who trust in the Lord and in his salvation. Witnesses to friends and foes alike of God's indescribable gift to the world, even Jesus Christ. Let this be my last word to all of you on this broadcast. A blessed Christmas to all of you in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.